good dialogue. Appreciate AB a lot for that. Skeletos on the beat, Donna Hopkins, who led things off for us. And it was real talk about Bron Bron, an amazing athlete. Game has changed. I still think he has no peer when it comes to passing the basketball. Just an incredible assist man. Can score, can do everything. But this debate, which the business that we're in, is great for business, about the debate on the GOAT debate, you know, it's great for us. I don't know if you think there's a clear, definite answer. It is for me, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. I don't even take a recount. But the other guy's still competing. So he has the right to keep the door open. Because who knows? What would you think about him if he won the next two O'Brien trophies? If his team did? Drew, what would you think?
Yeah, I think for me, MJ is always going to be the GOAT in my opinion. I just think the competition he went up against, it was just a different competitiveness, a different toughness, right? You know, Doc, you played back in the day.
Yeah, but that's hard. See, this is the part where being a fossil now, I can say,
yeah,
when I see today's game, but I felt the past. Mm. And there are people now that are far more athletic at certain positions than they were. But that's been since the beginning of time. We were bigger, stronger, and faster than people played 15 years earlier than us, people in the 50s when I played. So it kind of always keeps itself moving.
Yeah.
But the upper 10% don't really change.
Yeah. I will say this about with LeBron, while he is great, I think he's the second best player of all time. I think the biggest thing with him is the amount of losing he's had in those.
But here's my question for you. Here's the next question.
Yeah.
You may, if you need metal to help you on this one, don't hesitate. Who's third then? This debate about the GOAT always becomes between Mike and then the King. But I want to know, I don't hear, who is third? Is third defined? Is it in a class by itself? Who's third?
Third for me would be, I'd have to say, Kareem or Will Chamberlain.
Okay.
But yeah.
We'll ask Metal when he gets back. We'll ask him because I think the one thing I don't hear a lot about it at all is that when we start talking about GOAT, we think we got wrestling match for one or two. Who's three?
So you're asking. I didn't. Someone was borrowing my headphones.
No,
here.
I understand that. But here's the question.
Okay. Let me start from the start.
There can be a debate for some people. It ain't for me. Uh-huh. The debate about who's the GOAT.
Okay. So NBA only?
NBA only.
Okay.
NBA only. And I start thinking, but who's third? Let's say I think it's Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Then I'll go Bron. Who's third?
Probably Wilt.
It's just what you said, what I hoped you'd
be
say.
Wilt or Kareem, I feel like.
See, but you don't know. And so at every one of these stops, we go, but we don't really know.
Yeah,
it's not a slam dunk.
NBA is kind of weird. Here's the thing. I think Jordan is probably the best scorer ever, even though he doesn't have like all the all-time points records. I mean, Kareem maybe has an argument for that as well, but... for just pure, like, give him the ball anywhere on the court. We need 2 points right now. Give him the ball anywhere on the court. Yeah. Jordan can get you 2 points.
You know what happened? Like, when you didn't make Russell the symbol, you opened his Pandora's box.
Yeah.
See, because if it was all about rings.
But it's not just all about rings. But no,
I thought once upon a time it was. When I was a teenager, it was about wins.
I mean, you're going to tell me Barry Sanders wasn't the best running back of all time just because he didn't win a Super Bowl? Like, come on, man.
I'm saying that he is, but he's second or third. It's not a doubt that he's top three. From my eyes, I've never seen anybody do what he did. That's just the eyeball thing. The closest to that was Gale Sayers. He didn't do it long.
Yeah.
But it's the eyeball. It's whatever you think.
I'm a big LaDainian Tomlinson fan as well. But
I love Emmitt. I think what Emmitt did, I love that young man that just got a new gig that wore 44 here. because I saw his work, his body of work.
Sure.
And I saw what it cost him. I saw his body on Monday. And I'm going, man, this brother gave up his body. He delivered blows. He took blows. He just kept coming. I've never seen anything like it. And so making people miss is one thing. Running over them is another.
So here's the thing. You didn't let me finish my GOAT statement, though, about this.
Oh, let's hear it.
Jordan, probably the best, like, just give him the ball anywhere, he will score. If you're like, hey, we need 2 points, and there's five guys in the way, and he'll find a way.
Okay.
You know?
Who's next at that?
I don't know that makes Jordan the best player of all time, though. That's what I'm saying. The best all-around player? I think it's hard to say it's not LeBron. LeBron could basically play every position.
Okay, but if you look at his prime, but yet Jeffrey Jordan was all defensive team every damn time he laced it up.
He was very good at defense as well.
No, he
was
more than very good.
I know.
NBA all first team.
I know. I think that also, those two, that combination is very good. And I'm not saying Jordan's not elite. He friggin' is. He's, you know, but as an all-around player, LeBron in his peak, it's hard to find a player that can do everything the same level that he could.
Well, Michael did.
Michael didn't distribute the ball very well.
Size.
Michael didn't distribute the ball very well. He had to have the ball. He wasn't going to distribute.
So Kerr's shot. Kerr took it, brought the ball up.
Sure.
No, Michael gave it to him. Look,
I'm just saying.
You can't win this argument. If we were on till midnight, we'd be 11:59. We'd be still doing this.
I'm just saying, as an all around player, I still think LeBron has a crazy, and part of it's due to just his insane athleticism. But I think just as an all-around overall player. But that said, if you're like, we got 2 seconds left and we need these points right now, I still think you give the ball to Jordan. Like, you know what I mean?
Don't feel alone. That room is crowded. They would be with you. They would say that.
So I don't know. I think Jordan is better at some things, but I just think as an overall everything, I still think LeBron's the better overall player.
You may not be wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just you're not going to get anybody else to go along with it, but I mean, but you don't need that.
You know who takes my side on this is Linnell. Linnell's like the only one.
Who? Who? Who are you talking about? Who is it?
The formerly youngest in charge.
Oh, BTP.
Yeah. Underscore. There's an underscore there. Don't forget the underscore. It's very important.
No, underscore. Yeah.
Very important.
N-E-L-L.
Uh-huh.
Underscore BTP.
Again, it's not to say that Jordan is not a phenomenal player, because I think a lot of people, when you say that, there's some, it's like a slight on him. I'm not saying that at all either.
I don't think anybody even believes.
I also think like Kobe sometimes in that argument. Again, like Kobe is an incredible scorer, but all around player, I don't know that he is.
What are you talking about? Kobe?
Yeah, he's a phenomenal scorer. I mean, the guy scored 81 in a game.
Do it all. The guy that doesn't get credit for it is AI.
Yeah, I love AI, man. I'm a big AI fan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing I've always felt
at his height, too. At his height.
If you had to make a 10-minute video.
He's shorter than me.
No, but if you had to make a 10-minute video and say, what would be the number one selling video with just their highlights on it, he'd be hard to beat.
Yeah, I know. That crossover, when he did the crossover on Jordan,
on MJ,
man. Everybody knows the Jordan crossover.
Oh, my God. See, and that's why now.
But I'll tell you this. One of the things I remember from Kobe, too, and is not as iconic to everyone else, and I wish I could remember what game it was, but Kobe Bryant graduated high school the same year I did. So you notice when you're getting out of high school and going into like college or like whatever, and then you see this kid that's your same age. And I remember watching one of his first games. He was still like rookie and like,
yeah,
people knew he was going to be something, but they didn't know whatever. And I remember watching him play the Bulls, and I saw him, and I saw Jordan and Pippen both go up to block him, and he dunked on both of them at once. And he's 18 years old or 19 or whatever. Dude. And I was like, well, what am I doing with my life? I also just graduated high school. I'm not dunking on Jordan.
Yeah, but he couldn't play a bass guitar like you played either.
Sure. But like, my point is, like, it was just
he was a freak.
You know, I just always remember following his career because I was like, that's the guy. Like, he went into the league like when we're the same age, effectively, you know. So
playing
I was always remember
level.
That about him, and that play, I will never forget having seen that. I just wish I could remember what it was like on ESPN, wherever that night it happened.
Yeah, but don't forget, he's traveling.
But
it's one thing to be on the floor.
Imagine being that age and getting to
what
do
about
that,
on the
though,
plane,
man.
Ooh. On the bus at night with all these grown ass men, and you're 18 years old.
He was still
and
like
it
he
blow
looked,
your mind.
It was like his jersey like hung off him all loose because he was still like tiny, you know.
Yeah. No, it is amazing, and that's why SGA bring it to the forefront now.
Yeah.
You got a guy we're calling an alien.
Yeah.
Who is there. But SGA, to me, this dude is so smooth.
I'm kind of liking this Thunder Spurs, you know, rivalry we're starting to get between SGA Wimby teams. I think we're going to be watching this for a little while. It's cool.
Well, yeah, because what they did, I mean, Oklahoma had it. City was like, it's like a gunslinger getting on the block, and they had that thing removed from them. I mean, that was like, ooh. But that's what makes it so challenging that you've got. And just remember, was it just 2 years ago, Giannis was the talk of the town? And now not so much?
I mean, he's still, he went to Miami. We'll see what happens there. So he should have left a couple of seasons ago. I don't know why he stayed there so long. Everybody knew he was going to go eventually, and I'm glad he finally, you know, he's in Miami. I hope it works out there for him. But
had he been the guy that went to New York? See, everybody's going to be kicking their behinds now.
Yeah.
Because Brunson did it. What the couple other guys probably should have done it or tried to do it earlier.
Well, Carmelo probably got a lot of envy right now. Yeah.
Carmelo's like my boy in L.A. He refuses to tap on all of his talent. He refuses to play defense up to his ability.
Yeah.
He's capable. He's an athletic freak.
He's so fun to watch scoring, though, man. That guy with the ball in his hands. Yeah.
But to just flat out, now that's the difference between Mike and Bron.
I know. I'll tell you this, though. One of the things I always liked about Carmelo was he always played on the Team USA team, even when they weren't good, even when a lot of the other Steph and LeBron and those guys were like, I don't want to get injured, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, I'm going to go on Team USA every time, every time.
What he held out on, whatever his shortcoming, but he didn't hold out on that.
No, I always had a lot of him the other Splash Brother, Klay Thompson. Yeah, they were always on Team USA. Always wanted to rep America. Didn't matter if they were going to worry about getting injured or whatever. So I always respect Klay and Carmelo. They always get props from me for that. So
yeah, but that's good. I mean, giving up of your time. I think they paid him a little bit something too, but that's not why he
wasn't making his money from the Olympics.
No, that's not why they did it.
No.
That had to be an amazing thing. Just like one day, I would just like to discuss the Dream Team one more time.
Oh, yeah, man.
I still think it's one of the greatest things.
Best basketball team ever assembled. Even all-star teams pairing comparison.
Oh, unbelievable. 518 here in the nation's capital. Sports Saturday here on 107 The Fan. And we'll be right back. 5:23 here in the nation's capital. It's one of those interesting times of the year. Baseball trade deadline on Monday. The place is going to be on fire. Wanting to know, do we keep, do we hunt? The pads come on for the Commanders. And real football takes his first step of the year. I'm just crazy excited about that. And we'll get a little bit closer to the Mendit and their return. Biotis, that's not insignificant. It's significant. It's a part of it. Guys, you're going to get nicks. And it's just a look at depth. When asked all the time, and we didn't talk kicking game, and we don't have to do that today. But we'll get to it because I played with the MVP of the league, Mark Mosley. Nothing's more important. Nothing's more important than having a guy that can win you a ball game, a guy like Tress Way who can punch you out of trouble. And we never mentioned a snapper because he's that good. The ball's always on point. Most guys that get recognized is when they fail, not when they succeed. That's just the life of O-linemen. It's crazy. We admit it, but that's the way it is. Guy doesn't get his name mentioned in the game. He shut out a pass rusher the whole game until he gets beat one time. And we never correct it. We don't correct it. It's just the way it is, and we just continue doing it that way. And every once in a while, you get some nut that'll have the ability to break it down and put it in a way that we can all see it and understand it. Metal, I would think that SummerSlams, the WWE or whatever, that your interest would be piqued, but I don't sense it.
Nah, I'm not big into the wrestling, really.
Yeah, your boy BTP, I know he... I can't wait till he makes his
Rooster
mark.
Too, Rooster.
Oh, a Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. Yeah, we knew that. We know that. But Cock-a-Doodle-Doo and BTP, they're two in the same pod. Eventually both of them may end up in the WWE. In some way or form. I mean, it would be a match made in heaven. Yeah, it really would.
I'd watch that then. I'd start watching.
What?
I'd start watching.
I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it. I mean, it's just, I love it. I love it. It's one thing my mom, she's been watching since maybe 64.
They have to be like a heel tag team.
Yeah, I know.
The youngest in charge Rooster tag team.
But he's not the youngest in charge.
I don't know if you've seen Chris Russell, but he's not actually a chicken either.
No, I've seen Chris. I mean, Chris is a rooster.
No, I know, but yeah,
that's the difference. Yeah, there's a difference.
No, I love the Rooster. Don't get me wrong. I'm working on a show a bunch next week too. So,
oh, you back again?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm on with him next week.
Oh, so. Can't miss it. Yeah, can't miss it. Yeah, Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. It's and especially when football season is up. He used to carry these big briefcase trash. I mean, something like trash bags or shopping carts.
He's got
stuff.
That like rolling luggage thing going.
He used to have a shopping cart. Yeah. No, really. I mean, he has a lot of material with him.
Yeah,
and he's been constantly getting better, and I love it for that because it's like the old beat reporters back in the day. It's like when they're using Telegram or something. It's just, but what would you give to have the passion and the desire to do a job the way he does? And that's where you want to be with this. Because some of it doesn't make any sense at all. It just doesn't. But then again, you know, you'll get a miracle club. What's the best part of sports? It's almost like what we experienced with the Nationals. When nobody expects anything from you, and you deliver.
Yep.
What's better in sports than that? The Commanders.
You always got to love the underdog, right?
But just remember the Commanders under the radar run.
I mean, they're under everybody's radar this year, too, let me tell you.
Oh, no, you can never do that again, but I'm just saying. Just remember that.
Let me tell you, these national press, most of them ain't expecting much from the Commanders this year either, just like that year. So.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't let that bother me.
It doesn't bother me. I don't care what they think.
Their hit minus record is awful.
Oh, I know. I'm not worried about it.
No, I'm not.
I don't know.
Matter of fact,
Dallas's
I'd be scared
again.
If they picked us. Oh, well, but it's always this. He has to be about Dallas.
It's Dallas's year again.
It's always their year. And that's the whole thing about it. When you try to figure out how intelligent is the sports listening market, as if you would try to rate it from 1 to 10 in terms of IQ, yet the same group puts them in the Super Bowl damn near every year. And they've been wrong over 30 times, and yet it doesn't hinge them. It doesn't stop them from feeling that. That, to me, is powerful. Think about it. If it failed 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times, no more. 30, and not lost a not a person.
Well, they got a hype machine, that's for sure.
They're 0 for 30. How good is the hype machine?
Apparently, maybe it's good enough excellent. To keep people interested.
Maybe it's excellent. But I start wondering about that because at what point is that a direct reflection on all of us?
I ain't taking blame for that.
Well, no, but I'm not going to also just discount it and let it run to the side. And I go, they have an excellent offense. On paper, because it accumulates stats, but not in the one category that's most important. So to me, if you have a one-track mind and go, well, what if we just based everything on wins and losses? Because that's the world I live in. but it's boring.
You are what your record says you are,
there
right?
There you go. Now what? Well, now what you going to do? How many people getting raises now? It is amazing to me of what goes on. And so this is why this time of the year, to me, is interesting, but in a different sense. I'm looking for the 12th round of the undrafted free agent that pops. Because almost every great team, that happens. We hear competition. You know what real competition is? Having some of these guys beat somebody out that you're overpaying. You're overpaying for people. And I can tell by your record. Because if half of them were worth what you're paying them, there's no way you could only win five games. 531 here with time. Quick break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Should you decide to tap in. Talking ball. Any way you'd like to, right here on The Fan. Here in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot, hovering over a hot microphone. And successful day. I attribute training camp success to lack of injuries. If I don't lose a player, I'm still in the game. And I haven't heard of anything negative from an injury standpoint, which is what a blessing that is, based on how the opportunity you could break an arm, break a finger, dislocate a joint on every play. And yet you're able to have 60, 70, 80 plays and guys run off there. Have you followed any other teams in your youth? Have you any other teams in your youth?
I have. Oh, yeah, absolutely, Doc. I've followed Wizards. I mean, I probably started watching them at Antoine Jameson, Caron Butler.
Really?
Yes, sir. I was pretty young. Gilbert Arenas a little bit.
Okay, so you're practical.
Yes, sir. but hardcore, I started watching 2010. I mean, John Wall, but then after John Wall, it just went down from there. I mean, Jan Vesely and all the other unfortunate.
Oh, what a pick that was.
Yeah, I know, golly. but followed Nats, Caps. The first actual championship I saw as a fan that I understood, because the first championship was DC United, but I was only 5 years old. I was back in the day. So it was when the Caps won the Stanley Cup. That was amazing. I mean, I cried. I was so happy. I mean, Commanders and Wizards are my top teams, but still seeing a hometown team.
How old were you when they won the Cup?
When they won the Cup, I was 18 years old.
Oh, you're a grown-ass man. Okay, 18 years old. Yeah, yes, okay. Sir. Yeah, that's one of the highlights for me. It may have been the most fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just that season, that team, and the goals, the Vegas goals.
Oh,
I mean, it's
goodness.
Just that stop.
Yep.
I see every time I see Rooster was there.
He was, yeah.
Rooster was there in Vegas.
Yep.
You know, he's probably doing a personal appearance, but he was there. I could see that play. I got more involved in it than usually because George McPhee, who we adored when he was here as GM, was with Vegas.
Okay.
So I had a double interest in that. You don't want people that you actually know personally to beat you with another team.
Right.
That's unacceptable. But pulling for George, and the Undertaker, Coach used to love to call him that, Coach Thompson,
yep.
Smoking Al, B. Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
All our people, man. That was those are moments that you can't get them back, man, but thank God I can still remember them.
Yep. I still remember post when they won the Stanley Cup, you had Alex Ovechkin in Georgetown in that fountain.
Oh, man, yeah.
With the guys, they were going to that fountain, had their shirts
that
off.
That was crazy.
It was insane.
Being on the mall.
Yep.
For that ceremony, man, that was crazy.
Yes, sir.
And then walking down to a pub and going upstairs. I mean, it's just those are the things that you remember that. You remember 219. But what I want to see again is a football parade.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And
I want it to be like the glory years.
Well, yeah, but the last one with, you know, Dougie Fresh, that was great. But I can't imagine now the way things are configured. It's not anything wrong with that. You want that. I want that. I need to see that again. So the race is that who will be first? Well, I already know who I think will be first. But of the local teams, who will kiss that trophy first of our local teams?
I think probably Commanders. Well, man, I don't know. If Jaden Daniels can be the quarterback he was in 2024, absolutely Commanders.
Well, if with that, yeah, I mean, you know, if Neville had just been able to just lay back just a little bit more, who knows? I mean, he might have been on the cover of every major LP right now in the world, but, you know, his skills took him in other directions. Yeah. But
we'll see. It's a lot of what ifs. With the Wizards, we got to see if...
Who is built right now, if you stop and go, who is built in a manner that will be there first? Who will reach the top first based on how they're built now?
Based on how they're built now, mm-hmm. I'd say the Wizards. Because they got a champion and Anthony Davis on the team, Trae Young.
I think the Mystics are ahead of the Wizards.
Oh, how could I forget the Mystics? Yeah, oh yeah, the Mystics. That win last night against the Wings, huge win.
Huge. But just look how, when you're the youngest, who's the guy who used to sell himself on the youngest? His name is Bill or?
I'm not sure.
Or William, the youngest in charge. He used to say youngest in charge, yeah, but they are that. They're the youngest. They can control the paint on demand. They got three ball killers. Citron, the way Sonya's shooting it now, also outside the arc. And so they're your toddlers? They're the toddlers in the WNBA. And they are aligned, their alignment. Because when you can control the paint and you're deadly from the arc, and you committed to team defense, because that's what they played well. They played great team defense. And you've got the killer Bruin, 8 feet tall, coming. I'm telling you.
Lauren Betts, yes, sir.
Baby Wimby. Yeah. I'm just telling you. if you were putting teams together, like what we're doing right now, who's better set up? Who has a better set up than they do?
I don't. That's a good point, Doc. I think it's the Mystics. I think you're right. We'll see.
I love what the Nats are doing.
Yep.
You couldn't get me to get me to watch 9 innings of television baseball in this year. You have got to be sensational, because I have too many options with that remote in my hand. Yet I can rivet it. That's what great baseball does. Because if you don't have patience, you shouldn't be watching it anyway. That's why the game is such a great game. Because it forces you to breathe. It forces you to take a second. And now the shot clock has killed a lot of that. And I used to think that was romantic about the game of baseball. But it just got carried away. It wasted way too much time. But the shot, I mean, this pitching, you know, the box, I'm starting to get into it a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely made it, because the games were like, what, 4+ hours? Now it's more like three.
But it showed you how many missed calls.
Yeah.
The highest paid officials in there are the umpires.
Yep.
And some of them seriously need their eyes checked.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Some of these misses, and that used to happen all the time.
Yep.
I mean, and so if you got a guy with some flavor calling the strikes, I may take that, but there's just so many things that have changed. Widening the bag, I thought I would never, ever see that.
Yeah.
They tweaked their game, and it worked. And it's working. And so when the NFL solves pass interference in a better light, because that's the next move they've got to make. And I think they're getting strides towards it, but technology in the sports, I never thought I'd see it like this. I think it's better than worse. I really do. I think we're seeing some things that go, nice deal. Yeah, I like that. I think it's working. But here, I mean, to be deprived of a championship and not to have anybody planting the flag is unacceptable.
Yeah. It's Doc, I'm not going to lie. It's been rough as a DC sports fan. I mean, yes, we had the Caps in 2018, Nats 2019. I mean, DC United, but I mean, the Mystics did win with Ella Deladon. That was exciting to see.
Yeah, seeing her the other day, the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Like, she can still do it.
Yeah, she can still do it. She looks great. I was like, you want to come to our team, win another chip?
Yeah. No, and it, you know what? And it sounds like a joke, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. No joke.
It's not. No, that's lifestyle, man. That's young lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that lifestyle. That is that is a good deal. The moment preseason games hit television, it's over. This is the last week that you will not be glued to your tube for 7 months.
Yep. I'm excited. First week we have the Miami Dolphins. I think that's week one for Commanders.
Preseason,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that I'll take a preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, once again, we got to be patient.
Yep.
Don't expect them to throw everything out there that Philly's watching.
Yeah.
No, that's saved for number one of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hurt. Now, he didn't want to throw in the middle before them. Whole thing about Hurt, that this perfect quarterback matchup for a new defense. A guy who might not be comfortable throwing that thing all over the place. Now you can spook the hell out of him with this group. If AJ was still there, he really would force one into him and they'd kill him.
Yeah.
The advantage now is that this is why that matchup is not getting, it's way too early to even hype it. But that matchup, week one, might be one of the best matchups of the entire day.
I'm excited. Time will tell. My early prediction is probably Commanders, but I do have my own bias.
Based on what?
I'm excited about the defense on paper. They look really good. I'm really excited about that defensive line. The Eagles.
Okay, a defensive line that is now not proven.
Yeah, they're not proven.
That it can stay healthy enough to make it to the game.
Right.
Their problem hasn't been the opponent.
It's been themselves.
It's been Mother Nature.
And Mother Nature, yeah.
Hadn't been the opponent.
Yeah.
That's why I can believe in them, because nobody's whipped their tail. They just had rotten luck.
Yeah.
So if they get lucky and can actually make it to the games in one piece, the opportunities are unlimited. Because when we say this, we're not saying this with pom-poms. I'm telling you, look at what is here. And you tell me why, if they're healthy and they actually make it to the game, that they cannot be hell on wheels. Because now they've added edge pressure. That's the key to the Cleveland was in almost damn near every game. Why? Because of that beast.
Myles Garrett.
And the rest of that crew.
Yep.
Cleveland was in almost every game.
Same as the Texans. That defense is really dirty over there.
They are flat out nasty.
Yep.
If that hits my category, how do you define nasty? Houston Texan defense.
Yes, sir.
Filthy. Filthy. 5:48 is the time here. Parting shots at 1-800-636-1067. Should you care to do that, we might let you in, and we can continue right here on The Fan. One correction, and it must be made without a doubt. That's why I love our listening audience. This might have been you're talking about a high IQ. This group is off the chains, and it's a beautiful thing. So we appreciate all the corrections that might be made, and we missed the Capitals of Loaded. Easy E, you're right. On X, you nailed that one. Andy, Bethesda, you're our last call of the day. What up?
First off, week one matchup, Patriots v. Seahawks, way better. 49ers versus Rams, way better. Broncos Chiefs, if Mahomes is healthy, way better.
All that's for you. Andy, that's to you.
I'll tell you, I'm in reality land.
No, you don't speak. You don't speak for Commander fans. You speak for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you. You said it's going to be the best matchup of the week. I'm just telling you.
That's my opinion about the Commanders, not the league. I'm not talking league. I'm talking Commanders.
Oh,
you're right from the league standpoint. I don't give a damn about the league. I care about the Commanders.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, the other thing about the Commanders is this. I feel strongly that this town, look, I've been here all my life. I'm not a Commanders fan, right?
Really?
Mainly because of Dan Snyder.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. One good season
here's a footnote.
Pretty miserable is a fluke.
Andy, call me back later. I want to continue this with you because I want to let you know Snyder no longer owns the team. You corrected me. I'll help correct you, but I love your flavor. Please come back so we can finish this in prime time. Well, unfortunately, they forced me out. They said I got to go, which means that they're going to cut the power off. God bless all of you. This was fun.